Welcome to Quillsword Blogcast. Is the world important to America? That this question needs to be addressed is a testament to the abject failure of modern education. The answer is yes, and now you want to know why, don't you? Kids today, when I was their age, if I wanted to know something, I had to walk all the way to the library, uphill, in the snow, both ways. They have the entire Encyclopedia Britannica in their pockets, and they can't look up how to spell boo. It's B-O-O. Seriously, what's wrong with the world nowadays? Nothing makes any sense, and what? Oh, yeah, topic. I'm pretty sure the topic is why I even have to answer stupid things like this, but sure, we'll do it your way and answer the question in some depth. Lazy freeloader. The USAA lives in North America, planet Earth, right next door to Central America and just down the continent from South America. Across the alley are Europe and Africa. They live with their neighbors in the Middle East and Central Asia. Across the street are Asia and Australia. Australia is the one with the weird animal attitude. Up the street is the Arctic, which is basically a big ice cube. And down the street is the Antarctic, which might as well be a big ice cube. Just your average planetary neighborhood. Just like every other neighborhood, everyone eventually gets on everyone else's nerves. Unlike normal neighborhoods, the results can be catastrophic. But for the most part, we get along pretty well. At least well enough we haven't killed each other yet. Emphasis on yet. Smart money would be on moving. Trouble is, this is the only neighborhood there is. We're stuck with all these idiots, and worse, they're stuck with us. We swear, nuclear weapons were a good idea at the time. That was just a hair less than 80 years ago. Since then, the whole neighborhood has been kind of quiet. I did say kinda. There are occasional fireworks. But on the whole, we don't fight nearly as much. Bicker yes, fight no. Part of that was scaring the heck out of ourselves with World War II. But a lot of that is because the U.S. put her very big foot down. If you wanted to argue, and most even agreed, truth is, the whole neighborhood was battered, some parts really, really bad, and it didn't take a genius to see that we needed to change some things. The U.S. came up with a pretty spiffy idea. She'd handle security and provide the security for the seas, and everybody else would just let her install the neighborhood security systems. Russia and China opted out, but most either signed up or at least didn't oppose the plan. Weirdly enough, the dang thing worked. Oh, sure, not perfectly, but pretty danged good, all that told. Turns out that when nation-states can just trade for the stuff they need, they are less antsy about invading each other. It didn't solve everything, and there were still squabbles, but most settled down and started fixing up their own homes. Sometimes the U.S. would even help out. The sheer number of violent conflicts did go down. It didn't take terribly long before most realized that fighting the U.S. was mostly futile, and the U.S. wasn't out to rule the world. Oh, yeah, it got pushy about that freedom and democracy stuff it was always spouting off about, but even when that wasn't so bad, I mean, they were right about a lot of that stuff. The U.S. got everyone to start another of those neighborhood action committees. That first one, the League of Nations, hadn't worked very well, but the United Nations did much better. Far from perfect and annoying as heck, but better. Now we could all fuss at the meeting instead of yelling over the hedges. Sometimes we even figured stuff out. Yeah, it was a pretty good run. Lately, however, the U.S. seems less interested in the neighborhood. That's kind of scary. See, we've all come to depend on the U.S. to keep things mostly sane. Even the folks that don't like the U.S. depend on her. We realize how important the U.S. is for the world, but does she realize that she needs us too? I mean, sure, the U.S. is very self-reliant, but that's because she's always had to be. But part of what makes her good at that is that so many... What? Oh, yeah, got off track there. It's a lot easier to demonstrate why this crazy neighborhood needs us than it is to show why we need them. I mean, really, what good are neighbors anyway? They run lawnmowers at 6 a.m., train their dogs to use your yard, and sing dumb songs while you're trying to nap in the hammock. Who needs them? We do. They also jumpstart your car so you aren't late for work, pick up your mail when you're out of town, and teach you how to train your dog to use Bob's yard. Okay, serious again. Being a hermit is pretty stupid. Being a hermit nation is miles beyond stupid. We don't invent all the cool stuff. We don't see all the really good solutions, and we make dumb mistakes. Other nation states are there to invent the cool stuff that we don't, figure out solutions we missed, and loudly point out our dumb mistakes. Okay, that last one is annoying, but you can't fix what you don't know is broken. Man was meant to enjoy the company of his fellow man. Face it, tug of war is boring when your opponent is a tree. We need other people to challenge us, to not take our crap, and to insist that we do better and to teach us what they've learned. Nation states are just really big collections of people with more or less common system of government. Don't get all hung up on the government part. Those guys are just people too. Large groups of people need other large groups of people to tell them when they are being idiots. They also need other large groups to help them out and to challenge them. Groups of people are just people that act even weirder than normal. They mostly wear underwear too. Really hard to be scared of a government in its underwear, isn't it? The U.S. is really just a big group of people with a set of mostly common governments that happens to be way overpowered. No author in their right mind would make up the U.S. in a novel, but here we are. Why do we need the rest of the world? Same reason they need us. It's how we're made. Also, how else would we buy stuff labeled made in some other country?